crowdfunding and developing. So we started contributing and creating our own instances. So what's the matter with the central and private platform? So first of all, there is only one home. So to go there, you have to apply to the law of the country, to the law of where the platform is operating, to the policy that the platform is putting in place. Okay, so there's a lot of censorship. Second, those platforms, they are made for profit. So they have to make money to please their investors. And the pretty much only way to do it is to put ads. And it really made the user experience very bad. In order to maximize the profit, they have to use an algorithm. And that's the platform which will choose what you can see and what you must see in order to make money. Also, when we talk about events, there is a big problem on ergonomics. Those platforms, most of the time, they are made for posting. And
excuse me, could I just ask, check it on your mic, on your kit? Is it green?
It's not green.
Can
we
turn
it on?
So,
there we go.
You had the third drawing, so it should be okay.
I'm so sorry, but there we go.
So, sorry for people who have only the lips. But what I'm seeing is that centralized platforms are not that good. I'm explaining why, and we will see why mobilism could be a good alternative. So I was speaking about the ergonomic of those platforms. Most of the time, they are done for posting contents. They are not made for events, and events are very particular. There are dates, there is location, there are also audience on who can attend and not, and the searchability is really bad. So I don't know how you manage, but you have to follow very specific people and scrut for events at your local hackerspace or something. So you have to be very careful. You can't really search, you can bookmark, so you can't really easily send what you have found to your friends. And they have to go to the platform again and search again. And also there's a lot of fragmentation. So if you are on a social network, you are not on another. By that, you can't share content. And also, they lack a lot of interoperability. They don't play anything for it. And it's very uneasy to add content to, for example, to your agenda. So last year, Framasoft stepped aside from the project, and we offered them to take over the maintenance. And we've been financially supported by NLNet for this challenging transition. So we thank them a lot. Now, after a year, we are here in front of you. What? It's still the same.
Yeah.
the next one will come. Thank you. So we are very glad to be there in front of the first dam to speak about mobilism, to share with you all our ambition for the future. And we really want to build this roadmap with the community. We have a lot of users, we have a lot of instance owners, and we want to build the next steps with them, along with all the Fediverse ecosystem. And so first of all, Alex is going to present you what is mobilism for the users, and then I'll take over to explain how it works. And then finally, we'll share with you our ambition for the future.
Okay. So I will drive you through the main features of mobilism that you might not know. Mobilism's our websites. Basically, on the homepage, you find a local agenda. And then you can search and dive for more content. You will find, so you can search for events based on lots of criteria, per date, per location. Location is quite a key feature. And you can also search for activities, like for instance, if you look for a yoga class or anything that lasts all year long, you can find it there as well, and local groups. So events, so you can publish them. You can share them on social medias and email them. You can also publish activities, as I said, that last all year long. You can search by location, by keywords, by dates, and also by category.